Jan Wellinger.
The endless sound of crickets chirping would make you think you were in a field somewhere in the Czech countryside, but in fact, this is a country attic, home to thousands of insects stored and raised by Czech businessman Vlastimil Švingr. 14 years ago, Mr. Švingr was inspired to start the small farm to sell everything from larvae to crickets to cockroaches as food for animals in pet shops and zoos. Today, he has more than 1,700 clients throughout the country, and his business is a big success, with an annual turnover of around 12 million crowns. That's the equivalent of about $630,000. I drove out to Mr. Švingr's farm at his home in the České Středohoří, the central mountains, where he introduced me to his family, most of whom work in the business. On site, he explained that selling bugs first struck him as an interesting business opportunity back in the 90s, a time when there was room for new competitors on the Czech market. The bug man himself.
Napadlo mě to zhruba před 14 lety. Kamarád, se kterým jsem kdysi bydlel, byl ve Švýcarsku.
I was attracted by the idea because I've always had strong ties to nature. Selling insects seemed pretty good in that respect. A friend of mine had worked on this kind of farm in Switzerland, and I figured out we could try it here. We began small but aimed big. Gradually we grew until demand exceeded our capacity to produce our own bugs. Today we import many from a special farm in Germany.
Kapacita, kterou jsme byli schopni prodat přes naše výrobní prostory.
Meeting demands is hard work on a daily basis. It requires packing thousands of bugs, from mealworms to crickets to cockroaches, into specially prepared boxes for delivery, either by post, train, or truck. Each week, the Švingrs sell 300 kilos of mealworms alone. Crickets are also big sellers, going for 4 crowns apiece. They cost 10 in the store. This clearly is a lucrative market. But obviously not everyone can handle it. If you want to raise bugs, you also have to have a stomach for it.
Obviously, I don't mind bugs, but certainly there are those who can't handle them. Someone comes over and sees tubs, liters and liters full of insects, and it's obvious they're not cut out for it. You have to be able to take it.
What about others in the Švingr family? I asked Vlastimil's mom, Ingrid.
Já jsem máma, no tak se snažím mu vyhovět tak, jak on pískne, tak já musím skákat.
I'm his mom, so I have to do what he says, haven't I? But of course I want to help, and I have to say the bugs don't bother me a bit. Sometimes they get in your clothes, and you only notice you've got a cricket somewhere when you go to the store. But no, it doesn't bother me. You can always squash it and shake it out later.
Najednou zjistím, že ho mám v rukávu, tak ho tam zmačknu, aby nikam nevylez.
At the Švingrs, bugs are everywhere, at least in their section of the farm. Tray after tray, terrarium after terrarium. Countless specimens scurry within packages about to be sent off. That makes me wonder how I'll react when introduced to the insects. I don't mind crickets, certainly, but wriggling larvae I can live without. And what about giant cockroaches?
Já myslím, že bych měl problém tohle vzít do ruky. Vy jste byl vyfocený, že jo, s kým?
No, ono to nic nedělá, nevím. To škrábe.
Well, this is an absolutely massive cockroach. I've never seen anything like it. It's apparently an American cockroach. And I wonder if I'm gonna try to put him on my hand. And well, let's see what this feels like. Okay, so the cockroach is about to go onto my hand. Oh, it doesn't feel so bad. This is sort of stimuli.
No.
In the end, I even said it was kind of cute in a way, although maybe that's a bit of a stretch. Those who really appreciate the bugs, of course, are those at the receiving end, the birds, reptiles, mammals for whom a nice fat cricket or cockroach is part of any good feast. Vlastimil Švingr explains.
Monkeys love these Brazilian larvae. Then you have all kinds of birds and lizards. If they live in a terrarium, they'll go for it.
Not just animals get to eat the bugs either. One of the more unusual of Mr. Švingr's customers was the Czech Army. They needed an assortment of bugs for a survival course. 5 liters of crickets, locusts, and larvae to be eaten when no other food could be found. The proper way, says Voskimuschwinger, is to heat up a saucepan and fry the critters, although he admits he's never tried it himself.
V zásadě se to dělá tak, že sejme rozpálený olej a ten hmyz se v tom rozpáleném oleji usmrtí.
You throw the bugs into the oil, which kills them, and you fry them and can add seasoning, of course. I have a friend who is a specialist in entomophagy, insect eating, and our website has a link to many different recipes. From what I've heard, they can be quite good, and it's no problem to buy insects for this purpose. I can recommend certain specimens, namely they shouldn't be too old. Older crickets, for example, develop wings that can get caught in your teeth.
Nebyl by problém, určitě už dneska vím, co je dobrý vybrat, že to nemá mít třeba krovky, které se sekají mezi zuby.
Yes, that's the sound of a frying pan. Yum, yum, yum. Indeed, with so much of his life devoted to bugs, you'd think Voskimuschwinger would get tired of them once in a while, but he lights up whenever showing different specimens. A final anecdote, though, is a touch morbid. Basically, it's one of the more curious stories in the life of an unusual businessman.
No, jednou jsem jel autem, měl jsem naložený plný auto. Červů, měl jsem tam asi 3 metráky.
I was stopped by cops for a traffic violation once when I was transporting about 300 kilos of grubs. They looked in the back and then asked me what would happen if I crashed and fell unconscious in the car or was trapped and they got out. I thought about it and said, well, you know, after a while they might start eating me. They're meat eaters after all. We sometimes throw the mealworms, dead mice, and a day or two later the bones and the fur are all that is left. The cops listened to the story and decided to let me off with a warning. They didn't give me a ticket.
Takže se chlapi do toho zaposlouchali, pokud to mi odpustili a byla z toho veselá příhoda.